Way back in the 16th century, cancer was discovered. However, now in the 21st century, you have discovered the cancer-kicking mindset of Aidan Murphy. From fighting a beast of inoperable cancer to battling the caustic mindset that very much comes with it, allow Aidan Murphy to enter your moment, where his experience can help you deal with this life-changing event. Just go to AidanMurphy.com, where this fighter's engaging and dynamic blogs and podcasts are waiting and wanting to hold your hand and help. AidanMurphy.com, a real inspiring home in a virtual world.
From Dunshaughlin, Ireland, welcome to another cancer-kicking podcast from Aidan Murphy.
Hi, Aidan. My name is Helen Colgan, and I have a question for you. What have you learned about yourself that you never knew?
Well, what have I learned about myself that I never knew? Welcome, folks. It's the next podcast from me. And that question from Helen Colgan. You see, I put an email out, or rather a request out on social media, asking people, you know, if you have a question to ask me, I'll gladly answer it in one of my podcasts. And that offer still stands. So if you have a question for me, email it to me. It's simply hello@AidanMurphy.com. So sit back and enjoy, folks. It's my current podcast. Won't keep you too long, as always, as I promised. But you're very welcome along. And thanks for being here. I suppose the first thing I've learned about myself was, well, I suppose like everything else, when you're faced with literally a gun put to your head, or possibly even a death sentence to your head, how resilient I am, or rather we are as a human race. I could have caved, I could have done a lot of things, but I didn't. I just turned around and I said, I want to fight this, and fight it with a capital F. So that's probably the first thing I recognised about myself, that I probably always knew I was a fighter, but you never know at what level that instinct will drop off and your body or your mind will give in. Mine just said, bring it on. You know, the bigger, the worse it is, the more I want to fight it. And that's probably the first thing, or the biggest thing that I've noticed about myself, which was interesting. The second thing I noticed about myself isn't actually about myself. It's what I've noticed about other people. It's the esteem or the high regard I'm, for whatever reason, I've been kept in, or held in, I should say. The amount of proper love for me, which is a massive, you know, complete surprise for a man, for me anyway. You know, I'm thinking back to last December. I had my diagnosis in September, so 3 months later. Barbara O'Connor and the rest of Facebook got together and held a fundraiser for me online, totally oblivious to me, obviously, where a lot of money that we genuinely needed, people. I'm not going to put my hand up and hide my pride. There was bills mounting up that had to be paid, and Dunshaughlin and the world, my running friends around the world, rallied to Barbara's beck and call and helped in that. And of course, I've my own handmade balloon frame here full of hearts, and that's with me for life. Whatever happens next, that's with me for life, and that's so important. So that's a second answer to the question. It's the esteem that I've been held in, which was a total and utter surprise to me. Something else, which if you told me a year ago I would do it, or I would be doing it, would be a few days after I got my diagnosis in September last year, would you believe, that's a whole year gone by. Wow. Anyway, sorry, back on track, pardon the pun, with my broadcasting tracks here in front of me, my podcasting. I wasn't expecting myself to go public with it. So someone said to me, like, as in a fortune teller, Aidan, you're going to get news on bad cancer and you're going to go public with it and you'll have all these followers and you'll be helping all these people. I would have said, no, I said, that's not me. I said, I can hardly mind myself. Ask my 9-year-old daughter or my wife, if you don't believe me, how could I possibly help other people if I can't mind myself? But that's what I've been doing. Within a day or two of getting my news in the hospital bed in the Bon Secure Hospital in Dublin, I decided this isn't going to be a secret. I'm going to go public with it, And when I went public with it, it evolved into a helping system or a helping situation where I knew something that somebody else didn't know. And that was how I was dealing with my cancer, which that other person either probably got diagnosed with recently or wasn't diagnosed with at all, but wanted to know what it was like because maybe they had somebody diagnosed with cancer. So having that impetus to wanting to go public but help, that was a big surprise to me. And it's been a beautiful surprise to me because it's been therapy for me, believe it or not. I'm getting something out of this. I like helping people. And what better way to help people than be, without being blasé about it, but being an expert in what you're talking about. And only you or I can be the expert on our own health and on our own mind. As somebody said to me, my cousin Brian actually says to me, Aidan, and I've quoted this before on my blogs, you know, how well do you know your own job? Yeah, 120%. How well do you know your own family? Yeah, within reason, yeah, I know them very, very well. How well do you know your own head? And then that kind of, that question stops you in your tracks. How well do I know my own head? And the answer is I don't, or I didn't. But I've been lucky enough. I've been getting a lot of help finding what's going on inside in my own mind and my own head. I've been doing it through the mindfulness classes and relaxation classes at the Gary Kelly Cancer Support Centre in Drogheda. And they've been so important to me, hence our current fundraiser. If you go to heartsforheroes.net, buy a heart. The money goes to Gary Kelly. It's all on that Facebook page under that heartsforheroes.net website URL. So I won't bore you with the details on it here, but please go there and support the Gary Kelly Cancer Support Centre. It's all for free to people like me, but somebody has to pay for it. So the fundraisers go a long way. But that's, as I said, that's the second option. That's the second point, or a third point rather, where that surprised me, that I would end up helping other people. And in return, then other people are helping me as well. Something else I didn't know about myself was my real friends, who they were. I know I've put something on social media recently, you know, more or less telling people that aren't my friends, or that I thought were my friends, but haven't been really in touch since I got sick, that please stay away, you're not my friends. You were in it for something else. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That was me in my soapbox, and I totally endorse what I said. But getting back to Helen's question again, I didn't know my real friends, but I do now. And from that, I mean a lot of things. From that, and this isn't a bitchy thing, by the way, so please don't take it the wrong way. I mean that the people that I thought were acquaintances, and quite happy to have them as acquaintances or friendly neighbours, they've put out the stops, people. They've been my real friends. They haven't been asking if you need something, Aidan, you know, just call me. They've been knocking on my door and they've been saying, what do you need? What do you want? Or they've presumed something and says, here, Aidan, you know, take this or have this or come for a cup of coffee, have it, even the chat or the bowl of soup in somebody's house. They're real friends, you know, there's nothing needed in return. There's no agenda. They're real friends. Now, of course, I have my core lifelong real friends and they've never changed. And as I said before, you can always count those on three fingers, maybe four fingers. You know, and they've not changed. So, but one or two have. But hey, that's human nature. As I said on one of my last radio interviews, you know, if that didn't happen, well, then you're missing something because it happens to everybody and I'm no exception. So one or two of your presumably real friends will drop off the radar. But hey, yes, it's hurtful. But look, you deal with it. What could be worse? Well, I could have inoperable cancer. Oh, wait, I do have inoperable cancer. And I'm saying that in jest, by the way, but with a serious tone to it. So, Helen, another answer to your question was, I now know who my real friends are, and I mean that in a very positive way. I also now know what it's like to smell a rose scent, not for the first time, but smell it again for a second time, or taste that second cup of coffee for the second time. Start doing things twice or three times, or start savouring a moment. I've learned that about myself, not to be taking things for granted, being blasé about it. Why? Because, well, obviously there's a shot a shot has been fired over my bow here with a serious illness. I'm doing my very best to fight it. I'm coming out the far end of it, please God. There's light at the end of the tunnel. All the chemo they give me, I take it on the head. They tell me that I have to stop. I don't tell them. So that's another thing to answer Helen's question as well. Savor the moment, remember the moment, and do that moment again and again and again. I've also learned through my mindfulness and relaxation classes, live in the moment. People always talk about it, but people say, well, what does it actually mean, live in the moment? Live in the here and the now. Don't be presuming something bad is going to happen next week because you got news this week. The news this week mightn't have been news at all. It could have been hearsay. It could have been a thought process. It could have been a hint of something that might happen next week. But it wasn't the truth. It wasn't a fact. And only the facts are the truth. And only the truths are the facts. I've learned that. And that's learned to put my mind at ease. So when I do go in for that CT scan, I'm not worrying about it because the disease is there. The scan has already happened. The result is probably sitting in a dark envelope somewhere waiting for me to go back into the Bond Secure to collect it or to be advised about it in 3 or 4 days' time. So worrying about it does nothing except pulls me down and pulls my mind down with it. So I've learned that, and you learn that by living in the now, which is very easy to tell and explain, if you like, even on a podcast, but for people like myself even to put that into practice, that's not easy. You know, it's very well to talk about it and to preach about it, but can you live in the now? Can you actually go and do it? Well, I'm doing it. It's taken me possibly 6 or 7 weeks of, you know, getting to these classes every Thursday morning, hammering it out, listening intently, hanging off every syllable that qualified psychotherapist or psychologist is telling us in the class. But I'm doing it. And it's probably one of the better things that's happened during my illness is that I've learned to live in the now. They say save the best wine to last, so perhaps that's the reason, but let's even look in no particular order. But something else I've learned, and then I'll leave it at this, because we can go on all day and all night about this, and on my podcast, I try to keep them 13 to 15 minutes if I can, in duration. I've learned... I work for a big employer, a multinational, in the financial services industry. The name of that company is called PayPal. And PayPal, well, they're PayPal by name, but in my books, they're PayPal by nature, because they've been my pal. They've been told about my illness since day two. My family were told on day one. On day two, it was time to tell PayPal. And PayPal's immediate reaction was, Aidan, you know, don't worry about things. We're here to look after you. We'll stand by you. You know, keep in touch, and we'll keep in touch with you. So it would be totally remiss of me if I didn't mention PayPal. Thank you so much, PayPal. Much appreciated. So there we have it. Helen Colgan, thank you so much for emailing in that question and for coming back to me and voicing it for me as well. Much appreciated, as always. And to you, my listeners, thank you for tuning in again to my podcasts. I try to keep them interesting. I try to keep them tight, professional, and slick. But hey, that'll come with experience. I'm still learning all this, folks. So as I said before, bear with me. Again, thank you for listening, folks. If you want to listen to more podcasts or indeed look at my blogs, AidanMurphy.com. Thank you again. Chat soon. Bye-bye.